This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Joining us on the Big K Morning Show, we welcome back United States Senator Dave McCormick. Senator, does that's not going to get old ever the rest of your life.
I like hearing it. How are you, Larry?
I'm good. How are you? You were on the floor. You got to deliver your thoughts. What was that experience like?
You know, it was really special. It's just tradition for you know, more than 100 years where every freshman senator gives their maiden speech. And I waited a while to do that. I wanted to have something to say. And it was a great opportunity to talk about Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania's role in the creation of our country and all this many historical milestones that have happened in Pennsylvania. And I talked about the Energy and Innovation Summit, the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit we had in Pittsburgh last Tuesday, because I thought it was a great example of the kind of leadership that Pennsylvania can show for the energy revolution and the AI revolution. We're at the crossroads. We have so much to offer with bountiful energy and skilled labor and great technology, universities like Carnegie Mellon. So it was a chance to really profile Pennsylvania.
So what you're saying is 49 other states, that would be, do the math, you know, 98 other senators were envious of what you guys are doing here in Pennsylvania, because it was momentous. I don't think we can overemphasize the importance of your Energy and Innovation Summit because of what it represents for this state, for this region, for hope for our young people to continue to maybe and attract people here. This is a dynamic that this region has been trying to achieve for a long time.
Yeah, I felt great about it. And it was one of those things, you know, my wife, Dina, really thought of it right after the election that, you know, maybe we have an energy event in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh. And I said, you know, it's not just energy. It's in AI. And we are really just so blessed. And so President Trump called me and he was asking what he could do to help. And I said, come to Pittsburgh. In 2017, President Trump said he was more worried about serving the people of Pittsburgh than Paris. And I said, well, here's your chance.
Yeah, and they brought with them many cabinet members.
Invitations to CEOs from energy and technology and investing world and, you know, bipartisan. I invited the governor to be there. And we had labor leaders, national and in Pennsylvania, but it sort of took on a life of its own. And all of a sudden, I started getting calls from the president's cabinet. No, we'd like to be there too. And the wonderful thing about it was, of course, it resulted in real action. $92 billion of committed investment in Pennsylvania, all across the Commonwealth, in energy distribution, energy transmission, data centers, you know, the Westinghouse announcement, 10 new nuclear reactors in construction by 2030. But better than that even was the fact that it brought 150 media people to Pittsburgh so Pennsylvania could tell its story. And then the final thing is, you know, and this is what I think closed the deal for President Trump to come, was this created, you know, tens of thousands, it's going to create tens of thousands of jobs, maybe more, for Pennsylvanians, working families, which is what he campaigned on and what I campaigned on. So we really felt great about it and privileged to be the host.
And that said, I see that U.S. Steel is running local ads on radio and television and social media, thanking the region for saving the Mon Valley. And when you see the steel workers and their families and they're holding signs, thank you, that's meaningful, because without all of this happening, for a lot of people, it would be the end of the world as they know it economically.
Yeah. You know, it's really gratifying. I think it's the kind of thing where, you know, elections matter and leadership matters. And you know, I give President Trump all the credit in the world on the Nippon U.S. Steel, but there was lots of great people supporting that and advocating for it. And I played a role in that as well. And Senator Fetterman and I agreed on this and worked together on it. So it's a terrific thing, but it's the first of many great things. And of course, the Nippon investment and partnership is going to create, you know, more than 10,000 new construction jobs just in Pennsylvania. But on top of that, it's just the start of, I think, a reindustrialization of America. And just by chance, I'm on my way to Pittsburgh right now, and my first stop is going to be a tour of the U.S. Steel Edgar Thompson Works with our Secretary of HUD, Scott Turner. And he's coming up to Pittsburgh for the day, and you know, he and I have been talking. We're going to be with Senator Fetterman, and we've been talking about affordable housing and the challenge that we have in Pennsylvania. Housing prices have gone up by 11%. So part of the American dream is having great jobs, like we talked about at the summit and with Nippon U.S. Steel. Another part of it's being able to afford a home. And right now we got a real problem, and we're going to have the secretary here and Senator Fetterman and I, and we're going to do a bunch of visits today to talk about affordable housing.
I really appreciate it. And I know there are many Pennsylvanians that feel the same, that you have been able to find some common ground with Senator Fetterman, because it's important that we as citizens of this Commonwealth know that there is some, you know, movement, you know, the tide raises all boats. So I know we appreciate that part of it also. And that's great that you guys can do this, because it's meaningful to all families.
Yeah. Well, thanks for saying that. He, you know, we have gotten to know each other and be friends, and, you know, we have a lot of disagreements, but, we look for ways to work together and things we can agree on. And whether it's fighting anti-Semitism or, you know, the summit and the need to bring energy innovation to Pennsylvania. But yesterday was a breakthrough. Yesterday was a breakthrough because I had my maiden speech, as you mentioned.
Yes.
And Senator Fetterman was in the audience and he wore a suit.
Ah.
And I said, this is, I mean, We posted a picture. It's gotten more attention than anything. The fact that Senator Fetterman wore a suit, I said, that's friendship and that's a show of respect. So I like him and I trust him, and I look for ways to try to work together. And so far, so good.
Well, we appreciate you taking time, Senator. Safe travels, and we'll catch up soon. But I know that this region overall feels a sense of hope for the future in so many ways. And thank you for being a big part of it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
United States Senator Dave McCormick.
AKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.